Greetings program. Welcome to Come On, It's Still Good. I am your undefeated champion, Reagan, and joining me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there, and joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. We are CoSG, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up, and then put a stamp on them. Today we break down Under Siege. It's got Steven Seagal in it, the writer of such classic hits as Alligator Ass, Talk to My Ass, Dust My Broom, and Hoochie. I'm sorry, Hoochie Coochie Man, not just Hoochie. I thought I saw a period there, but what else do you need? Now,
is that music, or is that...
Those got to be tracks to his blues career.
Good.
In a world where Die Hard was incredibly successful, one man will ask, but what if Die Hard on a boat? Starring Steven Seagal, obviously in possession of a genie's lamp, who would go on to become a police officer, a blues musician, and a special political emissary to Russia. Witness Steven, above, around, between, through, and on fire, in Under Siege.
Real quick, E, have you bought a Steven Seagal vinyl for your collection? You say no.
Was it the note I saw?
I know. 100% real. So if you got a Steven Seagal blues vinyl kicking around, throw it E's way and he'll listen to Hoochie Coochie Man. But before we get to today's movie, let's see if this movie laid siege to the box office.
Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
Show me the money. Going back to some guessing some budgets. Under Siege 1992. And your choices are, okay, your choices are A, $12 million, B, $18 million, C, $23 million, D, $35 million, or E, $44.
Okay. Did they buy their own boat, or did they rent the boat?
I don't have the answer to that question.
They at least rented it.
Yeah, they at least rented it. Tommy Lee has knives.
For all of it, at least.
I believe he has a bandana, if I remember correctly. Those $45-$50 bucks for a bandana.
Who has a bandana?
I think Tommy Lee has a bandana. Did Steven Seagal take real cooking lessons for this movie?
Probably. Let's assume yes. Does that make it up to your...
Hey, he wants to be a master at everything in his life, so I assume he took at least 4 years culinary school.
Yeah, it was like Asian-Russian fusion.
I do have some info for you, not cooking related, but as far as the ship, the ship filmed at sea is the actual Missouri, and it had not been yet decommissioned, so they did not buy it.
Okay, they just rented it. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna knock out E, say 44 too much. 35 also seems high, but I'm gonna stay D, 35 million. I've been going way too low, and it doesn't feel good.
I'm gonna go E, $44 million. I think they spent too much money on this movie.
D is correct, Reagan.
Yeah. I
knew it wasn't. I wanted to do D as well, of course, but I wasn't going to go lower. I had to go higher.
But really, when you were doing it, I thought you were just going to be like, this is what we're all put as A. This movie cost $12 million. And I would be impressed if they made it for $12
million. That was 92.
I'm sorry. You just put a picture of Steven Seagal in the chat. And looking good.
I about to do a motorcycle vampire flick with that thing.
Yeah. I mean, tell me more. Motorcycle vampire chick. So it's at night?
Yeah, sure.
Is he riding a motorcycle or is he in like one of the sidecars?
Yeah, like a trike.
Either. He can make either.
Oh, he's got one of those cool new trike. Okay. All right. He's got a trike.
Can't balance anymore. Let's be real. But he still wants to look cool.
All right. So this movie came out in October 92. Not a lot opened that weekend against it. The only other movie coming out against
people are scared.
It was 1492, The Conquest of Paradise.
I'm unfamiliar with the movie. I've heard it has a great soundtrack.
It does. It has an amazing soundtrack, but I've never seen the movie.
How did you find out about the soundtrack?
Because Vangelis made the soundtrack, and I liked Vangelis. But so I used to buy soundtracks to movies I never even watched.
Say you like the sound, it never made you want to go watch the movie.
I mean, maybe a little, but I didn't.
But not enough. So from a zero, you went up one notch.
There wasn't enough robot spaceships or, there wasn't enough to draw me into it. It was Christopher Columbus, Conquest of something. So, whatever. Yeah. Old timey. Great soundtrack, though.
Great soundtrack.
All right. I mean, it might be a fine flick. I don't know. Also, we have Mighty Ducks in its second week.
Different audience. That was a huge hit when Mighty Ducks came out.
Yeah, but different audiences. Like,
oh, yeah.
An audience for Mighty Ducks. This is more of the, you know, adult, I guess, you know, like teen to adult.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. We got Hero came out this week.
Don't know it.
It's a, I want to say Dustin Hoffman. Gina Davis, Andy Garcia flick. That was in its second week. Then we also have The Last of Mohicans in its third week.
All right, that was a hit.
Yeah, that one did well. We got Mr. Baseball in its second week.
All right, game over, baby. Game over. Love Mr. Baseball.
And we got a couple of other ones just rounding it out. We've got Back Catalog Sneakers in its fifth week. We've got
Saturday Night
Sneakers. I think it did okay. I don't know if it was like mega hit. It wasn't mega hit or anything like that. You know? We got Mr. Saturday Night in its third week, which is a Billy Crystal movie. We got Captain Ron in its fourth week.
I think I see Captain Ron. That's when Kurt Russell like cuckolds a family.
I don't know.
I think they take like a boat trip and like Kurt Russell bangs the mom, or like the family's into him. He might not actually bang the mom.
Okay.
It seems kind of out there for what year is this? 92?
92. 92. Yeah.
You know, it's a little ahead of its time, maybe.
Yeah. And then we've got Glengarry Glen Ross in the second.
All right. So this, I'm going to say this finished second. I'm going to say Mighty Ducks won the week.
I don't know. I think this might have taken out week two. That's tough, right? Like with a new movie. I feel like the marketing was high on this. I'm going to say this won the week. Mighty Ducks 2.
Oh, it's a 2?
No, this Mighty Ducks 1.
Mighty Ducks 1.
He's saying okay. Mighty Ducks
like, second. Right. Second. Right. I got you. I would just had to change my whole answer. No way. D2 won the week over Under Siege. That stupid cowboy hockey player. No, drives me crazy. He lassos a player on the ice, and it's not called a penalty. It's ridiculous.
Now that you say it, it sounds familiar, but I couldn't.
It's a game misconduct at the bare minimum.
Yeah, but why do you remember anything about D2? It just shocks me.
Yeah, I watched it within the last decade, and it sent me into a wild rage. Why is one rec team or one youth team going to play nationals? So, Rob, what won?
Oh, okay. So, Under Siege didn't win the week. Followed by Last of Mohicans.
I forgot about that monster.
But then Mighty Ducks did finish third.
Flying V, right, Ryan?
Yeah, Flying V.
All right. Well, let's take a quick little break, and we'll come back, and we'll, you know, only talk about Under Siege, and that's it. Right after this.
This is not a dream. Not a dream. We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing.
You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation. The future needs your help. Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe. You're in the Navy, remember? It's not a job, it's an adventure.
We're back from that break. Time to break down Under Siege, the Steven Seagal epic movie. It was nominated for 2 Oscars, his only film to be nominated for Oscars, Ryan. For like, I think visual. Shot. Yeah, visual and some sound effects, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't think it won either.
No, it did not.
But this movie starts, and any person Steven Seagal's Ryback character comes in contact with, he's immediately fighting with them.
Not necessarily. They're all joking with him at first, right? About his dress uniform. They were all...
Fighting with them, but there's some people that just definitely had a beef with him, right?
He had a beef with everybody, it seemed. Except the people under him. Everybody who was, you know, under him or just like an enlisted guy was cool with them.
Yeah.
Right, that's because he doesn't take anything from anybody, Reagan. I think you missed that point.
I might have.
He got court-martialed, I don't know whatever they did, that he can only be a cook or something else. I forget what they said. He can only be 2 positions in the...
He can't be...
Because he punched an officer.
Yeah. I was watching this movie, and knowing what Steven Seagal is like now...
Awesome.
Yep, real cool. Did it affect you guys watching it? Like, I was trying
absolutely.
To watch it as... It was affecting it, so I tried to just watch it as just a normal action movie.
Yeah, I tried to watch it from the...
That ship has sailed.
80s.
You're tainted. You're tainted if you know.
I'm very tainted, because there were certain things in this movie. I was like, I wonder if Steven Seagal wanted to add that line to make himself seem cooler. Also, why let him out of the fridge, like, and try and kill him? He's locked in the fridge. Just unfreeze to death. Like, he can't get out of the meat locker. What,
he got to tie up loose ends.
He's tied up.
I don't know why. First off, they wouldn't leave him in the freezer like that. I don't think, you know, like, anybody.
Yeah, well, no, he visibly assaulted the XO on the ship. And you have to go to the brig no matter what.
He'd be in the brig. But, you know, again, people blindly following orders on this boat, apparently. Real ship of fear, you know.
But that one guy tries to fight back.
A couple do. And they're going to shoot the guy next to him. But I'm talking about the poor guy that was guarding him and would stand there while he was basically freezing to death in a freezer and just sit there and stand guard.
He's fine. It's not like days.
Okay. You lock yourself in a freezer and see how long.
I've been outside in 40-degree weather before.
And just a chef's gear, just sitting there.
I've never worn chef's gear. Is it like silk?
I doubt it.
Like, is it a sexy chef uniform that Seagal's rocking?
Because I hadn't seen it in a while. I'm glad they mentioned the pies. When you put the pies in there, I was like, oh my God, those pies are going to burn. And then they totally mentioned it not once, but twice. He let the pies burn. And the fire suppression system on that boat is incredibly inaccurate or inactive or ineffective.
If I turned it down, they were bringing a big cake in. It's going to have candles on it. You can't have the fire suppression going off on the cake.
You know, but smoke that welding puts up. Don't you remember from our back catalog where was it Thief? No, which one was it where they welded with all that?
There's smoke? A big welding torch where he's sweating and.
Yeah, but I mean, those corridors would be filled with smoke. Just an observation. But, you know, they take fires pretty seriously on big boats. They put them out quick. Also, in the skeleton crew with only 30 guys that Steven Seagal already shot like 15 of. And then he blows up a helicopter on the deck. Who put that fire out? It just burned out on its own.
Everything is wet. It's still burning.
It looked like it was burning like way later when they went back up there, like the exact same amount of flame too. Like they just realized the shot.
Purpose that.
There's a point in this movie when Tommy Lee is talking to maybe O'Brien.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they say like, oh, those two guys haven't reported in who we sent to the galley.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, man, we should have sent more guys. Oh, he's talking to Busey.
Yeah,
Busey.
And then they don't do anything about it. They don't go check. They don't really do. I think he sends guys.
But yeah, that's the thing. Also, Busey had, like, no idea how skilled he was. But yeah, he still was like, oh, you got to send more guys.
Right. No idea who he was. Thought he was just
at that point. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He thought he was a shit cook and an asshole.
I mean, even backing up, we jumped ahead a little bit here. Yeah. When I was going to the beauty of this movie. Yeah, like, why does Gary Busey dress up like a woman at all? Was that
it's sexy as fuck? Trying to get all those soldiers horny, man.
It made
I don't know what he's doing. No,
just so they could make that mental evaluation joke. That's all it was for.
That was all it was for. And it was like, he had to get dressed like that. I mean, it was.
And then he changes immediately after killing the captain.
He seemed to have fun with it, though. I mean,
he's a team player.
He wanted to do that, I guess. There was nothing in the trivia about him really wanting to, like, add that to the script.
No.
Okay. I was like, this is bananas. And then, you know, they say there's 30 criminals or whatever. What do you want to call them? Mercenaries.
Estimated, yeah.
Yep. Estimated. Yeah. Were some on the boat? Because I don't believe.
I don't think so. But yeah.
Helicopter.
It seemed like more that would fit on that, yeah. It's a big helicopter, though, but yeah.
But it didn't seem like, at least the angle we saw, there must have been like...
It was a funny angle.
80 people standing on each other's shoulders behind the camera.
There might have been a guy hanging on the bottom of the helicopter.
Somewhere.
Like, what's that, Barrel of Monkeys game? Like that.
Yeah.
You could get like 45 more guys.
And why was Miss July? I forget the month. What month was it?
July 1989, Ryan.
Yeah. Why was she here?
Because the captain needed to see titties.
Apparently he's a hornball. No. It was like, why is this a thing?
Why are you parading this one woman on a ship of dudes?
Why was it even added to the script? Seriously.
Go look at the fun bags on that horse hound.
Because they felt it would help the box office. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it, right?
Did you really think it would have sold any better or worse?
I bet Steven Seagal thinks so.
Steven Seagal.
And remember the time we were in. Maybe that time. They always threw a love interest.
You needed to have a sidekick.
You needed to have something.
He didn't even bang her during the movie, and that's all the whole.
No, but he tried to.
He tried to.
Apparently, Gary Busey said he really kept pushing to get a sex scene in there. They wouldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah. He kept trying to work it in, and that's how he gets the weird kiss at the end when like all his buddies are there. He's like, "Check out these moves. I'm gonna make out with this chick in front of you dudes."
Is that unscripted? Did he like assault that actress on
She's never said he did anything inappropriate, according to interviews.
By the way, did she join the military at the end?
That's why I have that question. She's in a fucking. They don't have regular clothes. They're not gonna put her in a sailor's uniform.
When like the funeral was that day and they couldn't clean up anything.
She brought a bag.
Yeah, so she enlisted? I don't understand why she was in the uniform at the end.
I didn't notice.
Maybe that. She had to enlist because she does murder O'Brien, and like to make that legal and not murder, she might have to enlist for 4 years.
Fuck, was she in uniform?
I mean, she was saving a life, so I mean, I think it's all right.
Like maybe part of that cut out where they were gonna make that funeral scene longer. It was so wackadoo that she was wearing like a navy.
Yeah, uniform. That funeral would be days later. She could get a dress.
That's what I mean. Did she enlist in those days and they gave her uniform before like basic so that she could...
Maybe that's what they're saying, Mr. Lai.
Asking for real. Do you think that she joined the military after this because of...
No.
Okay. So dumb. I don't know why...
That's what's dumb to you? When they're... Like, he frees the guys in the basement. And they're passing out the guns, and the one guy's like, "I just do laundry." And he asked the stripper how to load a gun. You still go through fucking basic.
Yeah. So I was about the same.
Annoying. I was so annoyed by it. Her character annoyed the piss out of me, and some of the other characters annoyed the hell out of me too. But that was ridiculous. The gun.
You know she was on like Baywatch, right?
Okay. I mean, she's hot. I get it. And after all that, after being drugged and whatever, she's gonna just get out and start dancing out of that. Cake.
Look, Brian, last game of the season, you got to play. All right. She was there to do her job. And she shoots right out of that cake. She's ready to go. Yeah. Tits akimbo.
Yeah. They had to find a way to get those in this movie somehow.
Yeah. I mean, on rental, people would rent it so much that part of the tape got worn out.
Move in. Stop.
You know, because we're gross.
Right. I don't know, man. I don't get it. Probably younger me loved it. I didn't even remember her jumping out of the cake until I saw it, but then it sounded when they talked about it. I was like, oh yeah, this actually happens. But how dumb.
Gotta have sex appeal to get the butts in the seats, right? In 1992.
Apparently.
You already have him.
Is it the same plot for Under Siege 2? Like how do they get
Isn't that on a train?
Yeah. How do they get hot chick on a train?
He was probably
I don't even know.
Passenger or conductor.
Yeah, but it's harder to get her topless then.
He's the same. He's got to be a cook again, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's not a cook on the train. I think he just happens to be on that train, like getting passage somewhere.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out when we watch Under Siege 2.
Scott, we don't need...
Oh, please no.
Yeah.
Guys, you understand it's the sequel to Under Siege, right? All right, if we did another Steven Seagal movie, would you want to watch Under Siege 2?
Uh-huh. Or?
Hard to Kill or The Glimmer Man?
What have I done?
You just want to watch the Steven Seagal movie. You want to watch him fight like hand-to-hand combat with people with guns.
I don't know.
Because everyone keeps trying to fight him hand-to-hand this entire time instead of shooting him.
Yeah. I remember Glimmer Man was pretty terrible, so I'm going to have to say Hard to Kill.
Yeah, I would want to watch Hard to Kill if I had to pick.
I don't want to watch any of them. I'll just throw that out there on record.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I had to.
Do you want to watch something of his newer catalog?
Absolutely not.
Like a Sit Sniper or whatever that movie's called.
I'm trying to find the words. I can't make my tongue.
The guy is in his 70s, right? Or whatever.
Oh, the hot girl's his niece? Does he try and bang her in the sequel? That's unacceptable, Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Show your titties, honey.
That's going to get us out of this mess. It worked for me on a boat.
Okay. And I'm sorry, getting back to this movie, SEAL Team 5 was pathetic. Why are they landing like right on the deck? Why don't they jump in the boats at that point? They've dropped anchor and they're just going to come right at it and get picked off by a shoulder rocket launcher. It was the worst incoming thing ever.
I don't think they knew the subs were there. The subs surprised them.
They also, the SEAL Team probably had no idea whether, you know, Casey had actually disabled anything. Like, for all they know, the battleship was fully operational, you know. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they should be more careful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, they learned their lesson after, you know, those 60 guys died.
Also, have sent more than one team, too. I mean,
they sent two.
What was the other team?
They sent two helicopters.
Oh, okay. I meant more than one. Like, what were the one, you know?
Well, in 92, if I remember correctly, we have things called stealth bombers.
Yeah, but they didn't want to kill the ship yet. They wanted to try to... Get the soldiers.
Can't deal with that. You got to just sink it.
We also had cruise missiles and other things that could just...
Yeah.
We didn't have to dispatch anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just bomb it.
Yeah.
Sort it out after.
Yeah.
Did you know that there was a backstory that they cut out and not filmed?
Thank God.
Where Tommy Lee's character was the operative on the mission where Seagal loses all his people. Like, he was in charge of it.
Wait.
That's so why they had to
come back and punch his captain or whatever, the officer.
The people.
He was the one with, like, bad intel.
That gave their guys bad intel. Okay.
But that's why they have that one weird piece of dialogue where it's like, you look familiar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, long time no see or whatever it is, and it goes nowhere, and it's never, because the rest of it wasn't shot because it was running long, and no one, I think at some point they realize, it doesn't matter, let's just get Steven Seagal to knife fight him.
Yeah, he killed him pretty quick, actually, threw his head in the radar or whatever. Yeah. Well, it didn't take long.
Like, Tommy Lee's selling all the parts of this ship off for as much money as he can get, and he has that key card that can stop the missiles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chuck that shit into the fucking ocean. You're not going to stop anything. Why does he need it at that point?
I guess in case he wanted to launch more at somebody. I don't know. He doesn't. Right? He doesn't.
Did you enjoy Tommy's character? Whatever his name was.
He did a
good job. I thought Tommy Lee did a good job in this role. Yeah. And I thought he was really good. I thought Gary Busey did good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Strand.
I think
Tommy Lee Jones seemed to be having a good time.
I think the heist of the boat is unbelievable. And
what, that 30 guys can take over a battleship?
Just all the moving parts and pieces to get the skeleton crew and all the crap that had to go wrong for this to actually work the way they want it. And then for like hear fire in the freezer inside the galley, but the bridge not to know anything's going on until guys start rappelling down. You know, like,
I have a note. He can hear that in a freezer.
And even if too massive. Like they said there were stragglers on the boat even that were locked off from other, like, they never said, you know, we got everybody in one area. Somebody would have called the bridge and been like, what's going on? But the bridge was like completely unaware and taken off guard, you know, like, and the Marines that were there were ineffective and all that. It's just unbelievable. And then the fact that they have people come on and weld and have these basically making trolley beams through the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the beams come from? And their side.
They cut parts of the ship.
They were cutting it off, yeah.
Were they cutting it off?
That's what he said. At one point, he says, they've been cutting all these and moving them around and
line them up perfectly in alignment to be like a trolley.
They got good craftsmen.
Yeah, they're not doing it as fast as they
there is no way. Right? How many weeks you got? Drove me insane. That was just a little aside.
But if you get the right crew together.
But they kept pulling them off to go get shot by a cook, right? Like, it's like they're working.
They always had more.
That's true. And then, he shot up the people working. Like, eventually he got to the point and they're like cutting stuff and he went in that room and killed all of them. And yet they still finished and got the missiles off somehow.
Right. No problem. Yeah. They act like if they didn't get
That one guy gets sliced in the shoulder. He lived. He probably went right back probably to
finished
work
it.
After
yeah,
that.
He finished it.
Right. He was like, fuck, I got to work. Stratus is going to fucking kill me if I don't do this. My shoulder's killing me.
Where were they getting the generators for the welders? And where were they getting the, you know, like all the...
Like, there's an outlet on the ship. I don't know.
Fuck, okay. I mean...
I've never been on a battleship. I don't know where the power comes from.
Those torches aren't... You know, you just can't
gas plug... Gas powered? Like, can it be gas powered or is that a bad idea?
But how much stuff was on this helicopter? How long did it take them to unload it? You know, like, then they had to weld the bulkhead.
Well, they had all the instruments and stuff. Maybe some weren't instruments. Maybe some were welding and stuff.
I'm just telling you, right? It was a lot to be done in hours. And then, like Rob said, they're basically like at one point, it's not done. Just load them anyways. And that's not really how it works when you got something on a track that's track loaded. If you haven't finished it, that thing's just going to fall on the floor. I mean, it's like.
Well, yeah, but you just catch it at the end of the track and then you just take it the rest of the way.
They just carry it the whole way. Stop worried about welding anything.
That's a lot.
It's like speed again. Everything was half built. Like the highway was half built. The railroad was half built. Now this Tomahawk missile track was just half built.
They didn't have time to finish the Tomahawk missile track. You just got to load it out.
Somehow it still got to that sub. I guess it's a good thing it blew up, though. Right. Awful. Awful. Awful movie. Yeah. Yeah, just push it faster. That's right. Had it. We saw a bus do it. A Tomahawk missile can do it, right?
Yeah, that's
Easy.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you just push the missile down the track, and when you get close to the end, you push it twice as hard, and we'll jump into where you know, into the selling location. It'll be fine. As long, how fast can a human run? Like 22 miles an hour? 23 miles an hour?
I've never seen anyone move that fast.
I don't think it's that fast.
I'm saying, like, the fastest person on the planet.
Yeah. What distance are you talking? You got to think equation. Sprinting is faster than distance running. So you're looking at Usain Bolt's record, right? Like, what is that?
Yeah, he could probably, like, if we had one guy on our team who could run real fast, I'd be like, okay, you get to full speed sprinting for 100 yards.
Underseas to work correctly.
27 and a half miles an hour.
Man, like, they got, like, whatever was the fastest sprinter in the 80s and said, do you hate America? Come on, we got a job
for
you. Yeah, he's on that.
You're gonna make $200 million. Right, they got Chief O'Brien to come on this mission.
At $200 million for everyone, because they kept throwing that number at a lot of people.
It would have to be, right?
And they're splitting it up 30 ways, plus whoever's on the submarine.
On the sub, it's like 45 to 60 ways.
It's like 67, 35 when they're done. Tax free, right? Like, it's not. There's a lot of hands in his pockets. I'm hoping it's $2 million a cut. Like.
All right, $2 million is a good payday.
Well,
so do you like the heist in The Rock better than this movie when he's stealing the missiles in the beginning?
Probably. This one took so much work. They had to get a sub. They had to, you know, like, and then they just didn't plan it well in the end. Like, it was crazy. This plan was crazy.
everyone Ryback kills makes their cuts go up. So do you think Tommy Lee Sidney guys should get killed? Like, he knows about Ryback. He bet him in Panama. He's like, I'm gonna be raking it.
Right.
I'm gonna be planting bombs on this ship and bending metal so they can't get away in their sub.
He does mention whatever company changed the stock because their stock value is gonna go down. So maybe he never meant for this heist to actually be completed. Tommy Lee was supposed to live, and they were just betting on the stock. They were playing the under on the stock. And then him and Steven Seagal were going to split the money in the end, but things just went wrong between them, and they started fighting, and he killed him.
He accidentally stabbed him in the top of the head and killed him.
The thing. Hey, that's playing all along. Which movie did we watch recently where it was all about stocks going down and we see something, or was that another movie I watched where that happened?
Stocks going? Did you watch The Short or whatever?
No. This was a terrorist. Oh, that was another show I watched by myself. I don't want to give it away.
Like Swordfish or... I
recommend it on the top 10 things you should watch on Apple television, but don't worry about that. Don't listen to what I just said, because it's a little bit of a spoiler. So keep going on. Yeah.
Did you like the eye gouge when he kills Tommy Lee?
I mean, it was fine. I mean, what am I going to say? I can take or leave eye gouges. I don't really...
I thought it was a cool eye gouge. You don't see eye gouges all the time.
It was fine.
What was your favorite kill in this movie? If you guys have one. This is Tommy Lee's first brush with knife fighting. He gets a lot better in The Hunted than in this movie.
The cooking knife.
The Hunted Tommy Lee would murder Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
He'd be 1, 2, 3, 4 power assist. Like, he'd power assist all over Seagal while he'd be talking some Bayou soup or something.
Show me your moves.
You know that guy's such an asshole. Just the way he talks, you know he's such an asshole.
Who?
Steven Seagal is a human being.
Yes. Well, I mean,
even knowing nothing about him, just watching the way he speaks as supposed to be the cool guy. Oh, that guy's a nightmare.
I'm surprised you're not like half chub man crush with this guy in this movie.
No, I mean, you know he's like the only person banned from hosting Saturday Night Live, right?
I
thought there was more. I know he's banned, but I thought that
there's people banned from appearing. He's not allowed to be any like a host. He's also considered the worst host of all time.
Did he host? I don't remember him.
He hosted one time around this movie for Lorne Michaels. He was an asshole for an entire week.
So he's not even allowed to come buy a ticket and watch the show anymore, is what you're saying.
He'd probably have a hard time getting in.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, it's like him, Sinead O'Connor, Rage Against the Machine. Mostly it's like musical acts.
What's he afraid?
Yeah, so he was banned in 91. Then this came out in 92, so he probably was promoting this movie.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you want to watch that monologue, see how good it is.
I mean, I'm sure somebody wrote it for him, though, is the truth. So you'd probably watch it. But it'd be fine. It would be just...
He brought a assistant writer onto this movie who would just pitch ideas of cool things that Ryback could do. And one of them was he should put meat inside his uniform.
Frozen meat.
Frozen meat. And then he'd get shot, but the frozen meat would stop the bullets because he's a cook, and he would use frozen meat for that. Apparently, there were a ton of those ideas. You like that idea?
Deller. I mean, just... right. I don't see why that would fit with the rest of this movie. Right.
Oh, apparently, NBC has done everything it can to erase this episode. It's not available.
I really want to watch it now because there's so many just poor scripts of Saturday Night Live, especially from that time. And again, the writers write everything for them. They just read stuff off the prompter. How bad could it be? Did he go?
Apparently, he was crazy difficult to work with.
Yeah, but why scrub the episode, though, is what I'm saying. They just don't want him to get...
They hate him. They hate him so much. Flames.
Right, okay. I was going to say... Flames. It's not like he, like, assaulted the cast or, you know, like, did anything to my...
No, I think he was just an asshole.
So they just can't even remember it. Yeah. Well, I guess we're going to have this in our show notes because...
Yeah, show notes. I can't wait to watch it.
The producer is just giving us... No. Where
he played Kung Fu Fighting on acoustic guitar.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit. I got to watch that immediately.
Yeah, I got to see that. We got to find that.
Is this Mr. Rockville competition or SNL? Which one is it?
How dare you? It's a great song, by the way. How long was she in the cake for? Like, how long she took the pills and falls asleep? It seemed like hours, right?
You will be baked, and then there will be cake.
But she was in the main room, right? When he came in, she wasn't still in the back room. She was in the room.
Well, they hadn't brought the cake into where they were jamming out with the band yet.
Well, where was it, though? Because I swear when he went back, and I meant to go back and rewatch it, so I apologize.
Wouldn't the cake be in the kitchen, and then they wheel it into the room from the kitchen?
Had to go out when she woke up, put her sexy partial outfit on.
Right, she puts a thong on. That's all she has on. Do you think she put that on, or she just took off what she flew in the plane?
Jacket, which she pulls open, you know, like she in a hat.
Did she have a hat and a jacket on?
Yeah, she had a jacket, like a military jacket. You don't remember?
No, right. Boobies were out. No. It's like one of those videos where it's like, what are you looking at? Like, obviously, like, tell me what color her jacket was.
But I'm saying, you saw that room look. So she got out. I know she was groggy from being drugged or whatever. But there was no one there. There's crap all over the floor. And she just climbs in the cake anyways in her sexy outfit. And then waited to kick it.
She was high.
I guess. It doesn't make any sense to me. Her thing does not make any sense to me.
No, she's just there to be hot. So they save everybody in the basement, right? The basement, the back.
I was going to answer you. My favorite guy that got the favorite death was the guy just getting shot on the ladder for no reason because he was trying to climb up where they were drowning him. Just crazy. Unbelievable. But yes, everybody that was not shot for no reason survived in the water
for a long time because they start to drown him to set a trap for him and then
never turn it off. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. The trap doesn't work, but I guess he said it would take a long time. He does. Right.
They turn off the water. I mean,
do they?
Steven Seagal and his guys. They get, oh, they're in right. A firefight. He gets over and he's like, turn it off. You know,
right? After he saves the laundry guy and the other guys.
So they're just down there in the water that's there. They're just chilling.
Having a great time.
They're just there for the zip line.
Wouldn't it be his priority to get more soldiers to fight these guys and to release?
You would think so. Well, he recruits a few. One guy that's just there for his college, doesn't know how to do anything.
Yes, it infuriates me because he went to basic. Like, he would know how to load a gun. And he wouldn't ask the stripper for help if he needed help. He would ask Casey.
Next thing you know, she'll be
dead. And also, why does she know how to load a gun so well all of a sudden? He
taught her, obviously.
Oh, that's true. He does say, like, semi-automatic, automatic. He does, like, throw a lot of words at her.
Yep. So he's a fast learner.
Or he could just mansplain how to murder.
Then she, you know, he makes his moves on her. So then she dates a musician because he has those songs like.
Well, you know, Steven Seagal is a musician.
It was, you know, whatever he played.
He wrote Alligator Ass or whatever for
it. Was Raccoon Ass sounds pretty good too.
Talk to my ass. Well, maybe listen to this here. Here comes Talk to My Ass.
Not much better.
I'm going to sit down on a stool and play the blues at you. All right. Do you guys have any more about this wonderful movie Under Siege that we just watched?
I don't think I can talk for hours, but I think we're going to get just more of the same. So
this movie is this action. It's great. End of story. Don't worry about Steven Seagal. But let's go to a quick little break, and we're going to come back with probably an extra long game. So we'll be back right after this.
You're not a cook. Yeah, well, I also cook.
Thing so we can talk about what a piece of shit Steven Seagal is. Oh shit, is that all Mike? I love you, Steven Seagal. Never mind. Oh, like you at home don't know he's an asshole. Just look at him. Listen to the words that the man says. But we're back from that break, and you guys know what time it is. It's pop quiz, hot shot.
Yeah, I heard you, hot shot.
What?
I said
hot shot. We're joined by our producer E.
Game on, good guys. Before we get to the quiz, I have a little bit of a rant I want to unload or get off my chest about Steven Seagal, okay? I am not a Steven Seagal fan.
Well, you're a super fan.
Yeah. I'm a Steven Seagal stan, okay? He is not the hero we deserve. He's definitely not the hero we want. But he is the hero we got, and here's why, okay?
I think that's the worst version of Batman, by the way.
Absolutely. Your boyness notwithstanding, all right? Yeah. And I think I've talked to one or two of you guys about this on at least one other occasion. But I think that Steven Seagal is the single greatest piece of evidence that we have that we're not living in a simulation. Okay? Follow me down this, on this road for a little bit. I don't think that there's a computer powerful enough or an AI with the creativity necessary to generate this Looney Tunes caricature of a man that we know as Steven Seagal. We're talking about a man who plays guitar and sings. He wrote such classics as Hoochie Coochie Man.
That's the one I was trying to remember.
And as evidenced by the eternally memed dance video, he has no rhythm. Mm-hmm. He is an action star.
Got moves.
Right?
Yeah.
He's got the one move. He's an action star who can't run. In the first third of his catalog, he runs really, really weird. You know, not like the Tom Cruise run.
Yeah, he's anti-Tom Cruise as well.
He's the opposite of that, okay? And then in the second third of his catalog,
he can't stand.
He can't even stand, much less run. He's just sitting. So, I mean, he's not the most muscular, all right? He's not the best looking. He's not the best actor. He's not the best martial artist, even. And that's it. There's no but. It's just, that's who we have.
Yet, he's made so many movies that I watched.
Right.
Oh, he's, I haven't even talked about didn't he do one with DMX?
Oh, he did. He did. So I think that Steven Seagal helps me face the potential existential dread of living in a simulation because I don't think the Matrix could make up Steven Seagal. Which means that because of Steven Seagal, reality is probably real. So
that helps you sleep at night.
That's something. It does actually help me sleep at night. All right,
but it's the Agent Smith where we crave chaos. So they made the most chaotic thing they could think of, and it's Steven Seagal.
I just don't think that a computer could build this guy. I think he's too legit. He's too real. So I've got actually two games. All right. We're going to play a couple of pop quiz hot shots. One of them will be in the episode. The other will be saved for a bonus drop. So, good people out there, make sure to follow and subscribe so that you can get this golden bonus drop. Which one of the games is going to be the bonus drop? Which one's going to be in the episode? Who knows? We'll figure it out as we go. But up first, we have a game, much like Where's Waldo? It's called Where's Steven?
Russia.
Other than that.
Is it Russia or is it Belarus?
Here's a random factoid. So, you know, I've got like a steel trap of a memory when it comes to the movies that I've seen. I can recall where I've seen it, who I saw it with.
Russia.
Yeah. The actors, writers, producers. I can even usually recall the logo of the production company. There's one other random thing that I have that I've somehow been able to memorize, and it is the 24 common prepositions in English. Okay, so these are words that relate to where something is in relation to something else. I'm going to do them for you really quick because the answer to most of these questions will be one of these common prepositions, and they are in alphabetical order: above, about, across, after, around, at, before, between, by, down, for, from, in, inside, into, of, off, over, through, into, under, until, up, with.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey. I don't know how I remember that. I think it's from like sixth grade English, but I do. So I'm going to give you the thing, and you're going to tell me where's Steven in relation to the thing, right? So he's going to be, you'll figure it out as we go. So
okay. I just want to say somewhere out there, your sixth grade English teacher just fist pumped.
So happy.
She taught you or they taught you whatever. Yeah.
Who knows? She might even be a Steven Seagal fan. This is a double whammy for her. All right. So let's start it up. We're going to hit that game show music. Rob, if you can help me keep score, we'll see who gets these right. So first up, where's Steven in relation to the law?
Above.
Okay. You got it, right? He is above the law.
I am the law!
Excellent. Everybody's got that one. Now we're going to start delving a little bit deeper into his catalog. Where is he in relation to a gun?
Behind.
These are all movie titles. These are all real movie titles of movies that he's been in.
In the gun? No, it's not in the gun.
On the gun?
Beside the gun.
All right, no points this time.
Over the gun.
The correct answer is end of a gun.
The gun cutter treats the gun as a toker.
Well,
end
okay. Of a gun.
All right.
I bet he sits in that movie. That sounds like a later catalog.
He's absolutely sitting, man. All right, what about where is Steven in relation to the dark?
In the dark.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah.
Behind the dark.
Over.
He is. Steven Seagal is against the dark.
Real fucked up, kind of bizarre combination of monkey shit.
against.
All right, next up, the sun.
Behind the sun, like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Beneath. Behind. Yeah.
Like in. Under. Inside or whatever.
I'm going to give the point to Ram because the movie title is Into the Sun.
The power of the sun in the palm of my hand.
Yeah. It's very close. All right, where is Steven?
He's also sitting in that, whatever that movie is about.
He's absolutely sitting into the sun. Where is Steven in relation to Reach?
Upper Reach? No.
Over?
Overreach.
Over. Yeah, that's good, Rob. Oh, man, that's a good title. That is a Steven Seagal title.
That is an title movie. We have to reach out to his production team. Overreach is absolutely in the works, but the correct answer is Out of Reach.
Oh, I was going to say around.
I will snatch every motherfucker birthday.
But
reach around.
Yeah.
The order is very important there.
Yes, very important there. Yes.
All right, where is he in relation to dead?
Rising.
Back from, I don't know.
Back from the dead. I mean, that is also a Steven Seagal titled movie.
Is it?
Yes. Steven Seagal, Back from Dead. Tell me you can't see the DVD box in your local 7-Eleven.
I'll give you a hint. This one was released in theaters.
Oh, so it's an early
Glimmer.
Glimmer Dead.
Glimmer Dead. It was a sequel to The Glimmer Man.
Steven Seagal is Half Past Dead.
A bad man, you know that.
I don't think I've seen Half Past Dead.
No.
It was Half Past Dead. All right. I think you might have seen this one, or somebody might have. Where is he in relation to Fire?
Down below.
This is the fucking come to Jesus moment, and I was not born on a fucking turnip truck, man.
It's absolutely.
It's in his pants. Like.
Down below Fire. It is Fire down below. How about Deadly Ground?
He's on it.
Yes.
All right, you got that one.
It's like a monkey trying to fuck a football now, really. This whole thing, it's just a fucking mess.
Can you believe these are all his catalog? Yeah, he is on Deadly Ground.
I can believe it.
Yeah. Now, we're circling back because I know he was above the law, but he goes back. He dips into that well again. It happens again. Where else could he be in relation to the law?
Against.
Behind.
Oh, this is definitely Steven Seagal in Against the Law, where he's a vigilante, where the law won't help him.
I think you basically got the plot, but the title, it's not right there.
Outside.
Oh, I'm
outside.
Giving this to Rob. He is beyond the law.
You betray the law!
At first he was above it. Now he's beyond it. Okay.
I will say for record that I said that, but my Skype hiccuped and I couldn't say it again, so I couldn't get in there. But beyond the law, I had
points everywhere.
We give it to you.
I am beyond the law.
All right. And in closing, where is he in relation to Dark Territory?
In
is it Under Siege 2?
Oh, Rob, you took my thing.
Rob's got it.
I ordered me some chicken. They gave me an alligator ass.
Fuck.
What?
He is under. It is under because it's Under Siege 2, Dark Territory. Excellent work. Rob, do you have the scoreboard for us?
And that last one, we were all tied before that last one, so I won it.
Excellent work, Rob. All right, good game, good guys. Excellent work, Rob, this time. Thanks for playing. A winner is you.
This was a little difficult today, where Co is G, Co is B for Under Siege, I remember really liking Steven Seagal movies growing up as a kid of the 90s.
Tell me more.
You know, it was a good time. Rewatching it, I had fun watching this movie. Even my brain's telling me, oh, this guy's a dickhead and you shouldn't like Casey Ryback at all. It was still an enjoyable movie. Is it the best thing in the world? No. Are you going to have fun watching it? Yes. Under Siege is, of course, Ko is G. Rob, what do you think of Under Siege?
Well, this is, yeah, like, similar to you, like, it's definitely a movie I enjoyed back in the day. And I mean, probably as we mentioned earlier in the reveal is, you know, I wasn't expecting too much out of it, given you know, what we know of Steven Seagal. But I'll say, despite Steven Seagal, and not that there's not problems, but despite Steven Seagal's best efforts, I still enjoyed this movie. I mean, you know, with Tommy Lee Jones and Gary Busey. So, yeah, I had a good time watching it. I think it's a fun watch. I mean, it's probably his best film. If I had to put one down on the table, I'd say, yeah, this is probably it. So
we haven't watched Cradle to the Grave or whatever we're going to watch.
Yeah, I don't want to. But I think this one's a fun watch. I mean, yeah, I mean, he doesn't do anything outlandishly crazy. You know, it's a fun watch. People should see it. Ko is G.
All right.
Ryan. Yeah.
What did you think of Executive Decision? Or nope. Under Siege. Sorry. I thought that one was going to be I was thinking about something else. I don't know what.
Has that coming out of the bag soon here?
Maybe I was making a note somewhere where I got to put something down. And I might have been writing something, doing something. What did you think of Under Siege 1?
I mean, it is not a great movie. I will say it, you know, with you guys, I was actually expecting a lot worse. And I guess that's one of the benefits with going and expecting something to be the worst piece of trash you've ever seen. When it's not the worst piece of trash you've ever seen, you're like, oh, I got through this okay. It didn't bother me as much as I thought I would. And again, I think the movie's pretty unbelievable. I'm not sure why Miss July's there at all, why she ends up giving gun lessons, why she ends up knowing to write down like launch codes with the oil pen on the board for him to look at later, why she's suddenly enlisted in the military at the end in the funeral.
She loves America.
And her character confused the shit out of me. I mean, I know the two reasons she was there and they were prominent on the screen and that's what they wanted. But, you know, and again, she did a fine job acting. It's just the character didn't make any sense. And then you've got Steven Seagal just being Steven Seagal. You've got Gary Busey being, I mean, there's no reason on earth why I should give this movie a G.
But
I thought,
oh,
I'm not going to do it just because you're getting so excited. But I thought coming off of Speed, where the dialogue was so terrible, actually wasn't that terrible on this one. It was seen together. Even though it was unbelievable, you almost bought this one more. I thought it was a more solid movie.
Uh-huh,
It's really a Ko is fine, but I know you hate when I throw it down. Like
hate them.
So it came into my head. I was trying to decide what I was going to do.
Ryan, stop this build-up. I'm going to die.
Was I going to shit on two movies? No. Or was I going to let one slip through that's really not that great? What do you think my answer was? So then I slept on it some more. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
I'm going to give you this one the G. And it was really just low expectations.
I cannot believe it. Oh, my God.
No one would ever expect us to give a triple G.
No. Not Under Siege? Never.
I actually feel guilty doing it, but I think it's kind of funny to let it go through.
Oh, my God.
I almost want E to come on the mic so we can give it the quad G.
Yeah. He just said he loves this movie. Quadruple G. It's a quadder. It's a quad.
And I know people at home that are on my side are like, what the hell is he doing? This is just kind of fun. Like I said, I went with real low expectations, and I had fun watching it, and it was okay. Let's go with G. Stamp.
There you have it. Of course, Under Siege is, come on, it's still good.
Behold, the Quad Glazer.
I mean, the first miracle of 2024 just happened, people. Roll credits, the good guys win, sequels are made.
Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about Under Siege. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are Ko is G Pod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show on our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect, and everywhere Spotify can be found. If you'd like to know more, reach out and touch us. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, leave us a 5-star review. Let us cook. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a friend. It's a 5-star podcast. You can take that to the bank. The blood bank. And kind of get a Steven Seagal impression. Like, it's fucking terrible. I don't have one. The blood. The blood bank. Like, it's all work on it. I'll work on it. All right. It's all
decision. You gotta get it. Gotta get it done.
I'll get to the lab right after this episode and start learning it. But it's all for the greater good.
The greater good.
For the good guys. This year, undefeated champion Reagan. And as we always say on the Co's G, we found out there's more than one of them. They use projectile and energy-based weapons. They have some sort of cloaking device that they're bigger than us, stronger, but also heavier.
Boat.
And I was not born at night. I was born in a bright fucking sunny day, man, and I've been doing this for a long time.
Are you really as good as they all say you are?
Every once in a while.